It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are we doing? I want to kick off this show with an apology to Tess first and foremost, because last week I said it was summer and I'm only wearing shorts.
Oh yeah, we had quite a debate
about
it.
We had quite an angry debate about it.
And it wasn't. It was only spring. Actually, you know, it's only meant to have been spring like tomorrow.
Exactly.
Not even the 1st of September. The spring actually starts on the 25th of September.
What? Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Why
didn't
would
I tell
that?
Lies?
I don't know. I thought you were just. I don't know if you're cracking a joke or like what.
So Tess was really angry at me last week because I was wearing shorts, and now I'm in a roll neck, so I have to apologise. But speaking of Tess being angry, let's talk about why women kill.
Okay.
That is not a viable segue.
It was alright.
So Why Women Kill is a CBS All Access TV show that's just come out like last month.
Oh yeah.
Starring Lucy Liu.
Love her.
Everyone loves her. Jennifer... I don't even know how to say your last name. Jennifer. Okay.
Do you want me to look?
It's Jennifer Goodwin, but like, is it Jennifer or is it Jennifer? Yeah.
That's Jennifer Goodwin.
Jennifer Goodwin.
Yeah.
She's from He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
That was like a book, and then it got turned into that movie, and then it made all these like women go real get right.
Yeah. Great
yeah.
film. And then Kirby Howe Baptist, who's from The Good Place. She plays the Australian scientist.
Yes.
In the third season.
Yes.
Yeah. Great cast.
Cool.
They're all really talented actresses. And basically the plot of the show is it's every woman I just mentioned is in a different time period. So Jennifer Goodwin's character is a 1960s housewife.
Cool.
Lucy Liu's is a 1980s, like, she's also a wife, but she's like a glamorous art gallery owner who throws parties.
Like a power woman.
Power woman.
Doing both at the same time.
And then Kirby's character is a lawyer in 2019 in open marriage, who's a bisexual and a feminist.
Wow.
So
very
sick.
Complex.
How do they do that with the different types? Do they just jump from storyline to storyline?
Yeah, and it's all in the same mansion. So it's kind of like...
Oh, okay.
Because
I was going to ask.
They all live in the same mansion.
I was going to ask, how did this intersect? Because I really didn't see very many similarities.
Yeah, so it's really weird, but it's really cool.
Okay.
It's not like a spooky vibe, like, oh, they're cursed, so they get angry. It's like it's like a campy fun.
And are they like serial murderers? Or do they just do like one and then sort of like...
Well, so the show is building up to them murdering someone. You don't know who it is, because basically what happens is all the women, their husbands end up cheating on them or... infidelity in some way. So in the 1960s, housewifey, you can imagine how she is. She's really prim, proper. Jennifer Goodwin's character
I remember the 60s. It's pretty crazy.
Crazy. And she's wearing lots of beige, and she's like super sad.
Oh, like you today.
Yes,
Sam is in full like monochrome beige get up today, just for listeners who can't see it, because it's got a huge chain on. I just really wanted to paint a picture for everyone.
And
looks great.
And a
ring, sorry.
And so basically she's all a housewife, and their daughter died at some point, and her husband's cheating on her with a hot young blonde from the diner.
From the diner?
God,
Lucy,
they really went all
diner.
Out.
They went all out in all cliches. Lucy Liu's husband is gay.
Oh.
And she finds out, and then she's all mad at him.
Oh.
And it's
she's
really,
mad at him.
She's super mad at
for
him.
For being gay.
Well, because she just wants to be loved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And this is her third husband, and she was like, I thought I found the one.
Geez.
But then she starts sleeping with a 17-year-old. So, like, that's not all good.
No.
And then in the 2019 storyline, Kirby Howe Baptist, she has a lover played by Alexandra Daddario.
Hottie.
She's from Baywatch, I think. And basically, the lover moves into their house and they have a thruple, basically. And then it just follows...
A thruple?
Thruple with her husband, Eli.
Wait, so I'm confused. How do they... Oh, a thruple, that's nice. How do they... are they all planning to kill the same person? Or is that a spoiler?
No, they all just... You can just see them getting angrier and angrier at their husbands.
Okay.
And you don't know who they're going to murder. They might end up murdering the lover. They might end up murdering... You know, whoever, like, they've all got these
different motivations. But I'm kind of interested to find out. Series.
Yeah, and...
Have you finished the series yet?
No, like, it's only episode 6.
I was just going to ask you off air so you could tell me, but...
No, sorry.
For listeners, that's right.
But basically, like, the show is leading towards murders because that's kind of how the opening scenes of the shows always play out. Like, it's like witnesses talking about what's happened kind of thing, but you don't know who dies.
Right.
You don't know who's done it.
Right.
So it's kind of like you're following these women on a journey towards...
Their
eventual unhingement, but it's super just fun and campy and just like
is it on
over
Netflix?
The top.
It sounds extremely camp.
It's so camp.
That premise is ridiculous.
Lucy Liu's outfits themselves could just just blow you out of
water. Give me a slideshow of that.
You can see it on the IMDb right now. It's the colour scheme.
What did you just call IMDb?
IMDb.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a dry mouth.
I did look it up, and it's super
fun.
Super like cliches of the time periods.
I do have to wonder whether the show is trying to say something and not actually achieving it, yeah. or whether it's just
having
fun. Yeah, I hope it's just them having fun, because I feel like the writer's just like, this is funny, this is fun,
this is
let's
ridiculous.
Do this.
Is it actually funny?
Lucy Liu's character is really funny. The other two, take or leave. Depends. Like, there's some moments where you're like, this writing for these women is amazing. And then sometimes you're like, what is happening? Can this move on?
Is this a show where you're like, I loved the show? Or was it like, this was a great thing to just say?
This was a great thing to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. I found myself not binging it, which is always a clear
That's
sign
a
that
sign,
I'm not super into it.
Not,
but because it's not all done yet, I think I'm also holding back because I don't want to like have to wait.
That is the thing when you start watching a show that only has like one season, if you're not doing like a multiple season binge, you like kind of gotta, I feel like I have to pace myself because I don't really like,
you don't
want
to
get to the end.
Soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Where can you watch it?
Honestly,
oh my god,
somewhere,
yeah, cool.
Just on the old Google.
It's probably on like
I'm pretty sure it might be on like Neon or something. Yeah,
something you can pay for. All right,
we're just at the end of the world, so we don't get anything on time.
Yeah, true that. Thanks,
but
Sam.
But it's a good series.
No worries. Pearl, what are you watching?
I'm actually watching West Wing at the moment. You guys seen West Wing?
No.
It's quite an old TV show. It's from like the 2000s about the White House. It's really good.
Hectic.
Everybody's watching The Sopranos because it popped up on Netflix.
Everyone's watching this. Is that
Netflix,
why?
Yeah.
But Go Girls is on Neon, guys. And Go Girls is like a strong Kiwi treasure.
Go Girls is good.
Love it.
Go Girls is good.
All on Neon now, guys. Go check it out.
All right.
Okay.
Cheers,
Sam.
Sam.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Kia ora, it's just about to go quarter.